So we're going to work with this simple, same 2x2. Nearly all of the lessons to be learned about factorial designs and interactions can be learned within the context of a 2x2, and we're going to take that general approach the whole way through. We're going to take the smallest functional version of something, learn all about it, and then expand. Sometimes those expansions are really minimal. Sometimes they're really important. We'll deal with them as we get there. So we've got people who were diagnosed with general anxiety versus social anxiety who are then put into groups or individuals. So here we have a four-condition design that arrays itself as a factorial. Not all four-condition designs array themselves as a factorial. This one does because everybody's two either-ors. Remember, there are three effects. We have the main effect of each and then an interaction. I want you to start thinking of an interaction two different ways at the same time. One, it is a third causal agent. Now, whether we have the wherewithal in our design to use causal interpretations or not, in our hearts and in our minds and in our theory, it's a causal agent. So we're going to manipulate two things, and that third is going to emerge from the coexistence of those two. You don't really manipulate the interaction. You don't even measure the interaction. You manipulate or measure the IVs and the interaction emerges. What that means is, anytime you've got two things going on, you've got a third. And anytime you've got three things going on, you've got a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. And so whether you have a 2x2 and add a third IV, or add a third variable that you're thinking of as a covariate, you have just dramatically increased the number of emergent causal agents. You only add one that you're measuring or manipulating, but four more emerge. So we always have to keep track of that, and we always have to keep actively making the decision, how complex do we allow our model to be? Because if you look at our homework, where we've got two IVs, three covariates, shit, that's a five-way. That's five main effects, 10 one-ways. I don't want to count how many three-ways, five four-ways, and a five-way. Do we really want all of that in our model? And we'll see that historically, we've sort of peeled it off in layers, focusing on which interactions we're going to allow. Are we going to allow interactions between IVs and covariates? Well, back up a step. Are we going to allow interactions between IVs? Yes, we are, because it's a factorial design. But are we going to allow interactions of IVs with covariates? Of the interaction with covariates? What about among the covariates? And you can see how this gets really large, really fast. And the question is, where's that line between useful complexity and because somebody taught me how? So we have the interaction of diagnosis and type of therapy, the main effect of diagnosis, the main effect of type of therapy. Two kinds of means in the world right now, cell means and marginal means. And remember these three phrases. Main effects involve the comparison of marginal means. Simple effects involve the comparison of cell means. Interactions involve the comparison of simple effects. Cell means and marginal means. We good? Main effects are about the comparison of marginal means. Make sure you label the right margin. What we're comparing here is group and individual, so it's the main effect of therapy. What we're comparing here is general and social, so we're looking at the main effect of initial diagnosis. Simple effects. We have to make absolutely certain that we're using the language right. It's an of for language. The simple effect of the primary IV for a particular condition of the other IV. Effects of four. So this is the effect and this is the conditionalizing. We have two sets of simple effects. We will use each set of simple effects. We will use both. The way Midwesterners use each and both makes me nuts. So I will often not know whether to say each or both anymore. It's like this and next. Okay? Yesterday. Where I grew up, yesterday was last Sunday. Here, sometimes it's this Sunday. Because next Sunday isn't here yet. Anything that's not here yet is a next. And then, of course, I don't live just around people from Nebraska because they keep allowing you folks in. We're going to use both sets of simple effects. One set of simple effects will be the most direct test of the interaction research hypothesis, or the most interesting or the preferred description of the interaction pattern. We will use each set of simple effects in turn to evaluate the corresponding main effect. So when I want to know what's going on for group versus individual, I have to not only check what's going on in the marginal means, but before I make that statement as an unconditional statement, I have to be sure that it has a parallel form in both of the corresponding simples. Also, before I make an unconditional statement about general versus social anxiety, I need to know whether that pattern is the same for each corresponding simple effect or conditional effect of initial diagnosis.